From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Mickle time. Mike McMonagle joins us once again to talk about the Lancaster music scene and his picks for a few outstanding shows coming up that you really don't want to miss. And then we welcome the Brothers Johnson from the up-and-coming Lancaster folk rock band Brethren. Asher and Dylan preview their brand new EP, Gone a Little Wrong. It'll be released later this month. And we have a little fun with words.
It reminds me of when we recorded our first record when you couldn't say the word conscience.
Yeah. I hate struggle with that word.
Yeah. Conscience.
Consciousness. Yeah.
Consciousness. The word was consciousness.
Consciousness. And you kept saying consciousness.
Conscience. Because I think you're...
Yeah. Conscience is tough for me to say.
Yeah. Conscience. It is a weird word. Conscience. It's like conscience.
Yeah. I wish we would just say it, conscience.
Yeah.
Can we just...
The three of us will always use it. Conscience.
Coming up, Asher and Dylan Johnson from Brethren, and it's Mickle time with our buddy Mike McMonagle. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Lancaster's Theater for Transformation are presenting the new play, Emancipation Suite, twice in the area in January. They'll be at the Midtown Scholar Bookstore in Harrisburg tomorrow evening, January 15th at 6 p.m. And right here in Lancaster at the YWCA on Monday, January 21st at 12:15 p.m. In celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, this new touring play written by Amanda Kemp features Bach Chacon featuring violinist Michael Germanis, African-American spirituals, and original music. The play is directed by John Rohrkamper and stars Rita Clark, Joel Escher, Joe Bryce. This play is appropriate for audiences aged 8 and up. Both performances are free and open to the public. You can check out theaterfortransformation.org for more details. If you're in Harrisburg this Friday night, January 18th, the Abbey Bar at Appalachian Brewing Company welcomes singer-songwriter Wadad along with Lancaster's Mark DeRose. Check out past episodes of Around the Wood Stove for feature interviews with both artists and catch them live this upcoming Friday night. The show is only $7. Doors at 9 p.m. Here's Shine from Mark DeRose on Around the Wood Stove. That's Shine from Mark DeRose. Don't miss Mark along with Harrisburg songwriter Wadad at the Abbey Bar at Appalachian Brewing Company in Harrisburg this Friday night, January 18th. Mark your calendars on January 23rd as the Lizard Lounge in Lancaster welcomes Derry Miller and the Vale for a free show introducing their brand new drummer. It's a Wednesday night, but the show starts at 8 p.m. And did I mention it's free? Derry Miller and the Vale at the Lizard Lounge, Wednesday, January 23rd. Once again, we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his picks for the best live music coming up this month in Lancaster and beyond. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. 2013, we made it.
Here we are.
Yes.
What do you got coming up in the Lancaster music scene?
Okay, this weekend, actually, as we know, the third Friday is Music Friday. So our good friends at Series 42 have a great show at the Elks Lodge, which has become their winter home. You know, over the summer, it's downtown. So the Elks Lodge over on Duke Street. Justin Stenz and the Get Real Gang. It's a mouthful, but I promise you it's well worth it.
Tell me about this band.
I will. Justin Stenz. They're from Philadelphia. He is, and his resume goes back to a little band you may have heard of called Dr. Dog.
Mm-hmm.
So they, as you know, in recent years have become very well known in the touring scene and whatnot. But in their developmental years, up until the most recent album, I should say, Be the Void just came out. But up until that one, he was their drummer. So he spent time on the road with them and got to a point where he was just interested in, I guess, carving his own niche in this musical landscape and decided to go out on his own. So he's now playing guitar and sings. He's got a great voice. It's kind of like a deep baritone. I hope I'm using that word correctly, but it's a very alluring voice, and there's a great rock and roll energy behind it, the harmonies, and it really has a nostalgic rock and roll feel to it. A really neat point about Justin is that he, prior to starting up this band, he did a project, and you can look this up online. I forget what the actual name of it is, but he went around the country on his motorcycle with his guitar and met up with different musicians in different cities, one of whom was, I know, Jessica Lee Mayfield up in Akron, Ohio, and just recorded one song with each of them.
What a cool idea.
And videotaped most of it as well. And so he's got that album. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's coming out shortly. And the Get Real Gang has an album as well, but they're coming back to town. So.
And you have to show up at the Elks Club to find out if Mike was actually accurate in saying he has a baritone voice.
Yes.
So
you also have to know what a baritone voice is.
Come out to the Elks to make that guess.
And a side note, if you've never been to the Elks Lodge, that upstairs room is just immaculately beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing.
The ballroom they have there. And this month, a brand new development is that they have the fridge on hand to curate the beer selection.
Oh.
So, last time we drank Lord Chesterfield Ale, I believe, was the beer of choice. And I'm really curious to, and that was from the Elks Lodge themselves. I'm curious to see what our friends at the fridge have up their sleeves.
Oh, that's great. Who else is on the bill?
Our friends, the Districts.
Nice.
Are going to be the opening band that night. So if you like rock and roll, this is the night to get there.
What else is going on?
To the Chameleon we go. The following Friday, the 25th, Shane Spiel and the World's Hardest Jug Band. Shane is a friend from York County. He is known as the Cigar Box King. He makes cigar box guitars, and he plays them as well and sings, but his production of the cigar box guitar is in and of itself a remarkable feat. That's another person that, for all the listeners out there, definitely Google that name, Shane Spiel. He's got a great craft. And then you can only imagine what a master guitar box guitar maker can do with the guitar box guitar in his hands playing it. So it's gritty. It's, you know, it's got that slide, the bluesy sound. And this, I believe that his jug band is a recent development. I have not heard them live yet ever, so I'm really curious to see what this is about.
Yeah, Shane does some pretty amazing stuff with a cigar box.
Mm-hmm.
He's like world known.
Yeah.
Not that he's the best cigar box guitar maker in central Pennsylvania. Like,
I mean, he is, but it goes beyond that.
Right, right.
But it goes beyond that. He has developed and he curates an annual cigar box guitar festival. I think this past year was, in 2012, was the third annual, and that's in downtown York. So just across the river, but it really is a, you think cigar box blues guitar, you think, you know, the mobile Alabama, the bayou down there, the Delta region. And, here in our own backyard, one of the world's most renowned cigar box players. So I'm really curious to see him in action.
That's Shane Spiel at the Chameleon.
Mm-hmm. And that same night, if you do want to go across the river, just over in Wrightsville at the Burning Bridge Tavern, some who have become close friends of mine through playing and through my hounding them at shows when I go to actually see them play, J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices make their return to the area. And what's really awesome is that the opening act for that show is Thomas Brian Eaton. He is from Brooklyn. Last time J.P. Harris was in town at the Burning Bridge Tavern, which was some 4 months ago, Thomas Brian Eaton came down from Brooklyn just to sit in on pedal steel guitar that night. And that night we got to talking and we became, you know, friends, exchanged emails. I actually played a show with them, with Thomas and his band, at the Burning Bridge Tavern back in, who knows when, October, I think it was. So now it's cool to have him come down. I don't know if he's going to sit in and play pedal steel with JP again. I assume that he will, but to see their two acts together, because both are, you know, bring your dancing shoes when those guys hit the stage, because it's, you know, two-step honky-tonk all night long. And Burning Bridge Tavern is, you know, great food and great beer selection and cheap beer selection as well. So
so what's that? What's the date on that show?
That's January 25th as well. So okay. You have to choose. It's a York Countyan in Lancaster or a Nashvillian in York. So it's a win-win situation, I promise you. And the last show I have to preview here is, again, in York County. Andrew Combs is coming back to town. He is, if you recall, I had him. He's a singer-songwriter from Nashville. I had booked him at Telus 360. It was an amazing show. He put on a heck of a performance, just him and his guitar. But he's an up-and-comer that you really want to keep your eye on. Coming out of the Nashville scene, he's playing. It's actually a house show called Sign of the Wagon. Friends Pete and Lindsay, their band is called Free Breakfast, but they actually open up their home. They have their home outfitted with a full sound system and stage area, and they host shows time and again for touring musicians. So Andrew Combs is coming into town, and he'll be playing with a dear friend of mine, Ron Gallo from Toy Soldiers, will be doing a solo performance opening for him. So two amazing singer-songwriters, great guitarists, and very engaging, you know, styles of music and voices, and I can't recommend either of them highly enough, because it's a show that I'm going to be probably sitting, the tall guy sitting in front, blocking everyone's view, because...
What's the day of that show?
That's going to be on the 30th of January.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's a Wednesday night, I believe.
Wednesday night at Sign of the Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Combs and Ron Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for keeping us posted on the really incredible music scene around here. Along with being an accomplished local musician and writer and editor for Fly Magazine, Mike is responsible for booking live music events at Telus 360. A Lancaster business that brings environmentally sustainable solutions to all aspects of living. Check out the show post for today's episode to link up to Mike McMonagle and Telus 360.
After the storm, she said she had all that she could take. And I promised her all good things, but now they're breaking. Yes, now they're breaking. And look left on your shoulder, someone older's crying out. The devil is your only hope to help you figure out. And you bet too much around. And you
Brethren is a five-piece indie folk rock band from West Lancaster County that formed around the musical partnership of brothers Asher and Dylan Johnson and a few of their longtime friends. The band started as a simple acoustic project with an emphasis on vocal harmonies, but the current lineup and full band sound started coming together a little more than a year ago. The result is a brand new EP, Gone a Little Wrong, that will be released later this month. It's Asher and Dylan Johnson from Brethren on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Brethren.
Hey.
Hello.
Asher and Dylan Johnson. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thank
you. Thanks for coming in and talking a little bit about a brand new EP you have called Gone a Little Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. We're going to get into that. But I'd like to start with a little bit of backstory and find out about how Brethren... Since you guys are brothers... How did you get into playing music together?
We got guitars the same Christmas.
Yeah, we got guitars at the same time.
What a great story.
I know, isn't it?
So, yeah, we kind of just started learning together. We didn't start playing in bands together. The bands were kind of, because he's older, so he was kind of playing with his friends, and I was playing with my friends.
Okay.
So it took a while for us to actually play together.
Well, you had a drum set then. You got a drum set after you got a guitar. And
that's true.
I would play guitar and he'd play drums, so we'd just jam together. And
but you're lucky because you had, you know, you had
each
a
other
friend
to play with. Yeah, exactly. You didn't have to call people to be like, hey, come jam. It's like, hey, you want to go down to the basement and just rip some songs?
Fast forward to Brethren.
Yeah.
When did the band come together?
They came together as Dylan was in his second year of college. And so I was still in high school. My buddy Andrew Kerwin, who plays lead guitar, him and I were in a band together. And we just didn't really like what we were doing, our roles in the band, because I wasn't writing or doing anything like that. And we actually started playing music together, just doing acoustic stuff and just kind of writing songs like that. And Brethren started as just a more stripped down band, something where we didn't have to use amplifiers and stuff like that, where we could just focus more on songwriting. And then we got Alex Flattery to play bass, because Alex just, he's a year younger than I am, so he's the youngest in the band. And he's always just been a fan of I think, just original music that was coming out of our friends and stuff like that. He had never really played, but he could play the bass, and I would teach him my songs just so I had someone playing bass. And eventually we were like, we want to start a band. Flat, you're playing bass, you know.
Get over here.
Yeah, exactly. And
Alex wasn't the only buddy who just so happened to be hanging around and ended up in the band. Here's Dylan on drummer John Nicolucci.
He was good at Rock Band drums, and we told him, we'd put him behind a set, and he was just as good.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Yeah. He's like, I think I could play a real drum set. I was like, well, let's see how it happens.
Because
he was always our Rock Band drummer, always. No one else, when he was around, no one else played the drums in Rock Band. So then we're just like, all right. Started him small with the snare, and he got the snare right.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, we'll try the kit, and he's fine.
So you grew your drummer.
Yeah, totally.
No, we still are.
And
we grew
our bass player, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dude, that is awesome. No, I'm just saying, like, I get to talk to a lot of bands, and it's been a long time since I've heard a band be like, yeah, we were friends, and then we just said, hey, here.
Try this.
Yeah.
Take this. And get where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these rooms in Philly you're playing are, bands really want to play those.
And the people that like that are in Brethren now, I feel like we've all grown together like musically.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
we
definitely.
All have shared like what our favorite band was, you know,
with
like
each other for years.
Yeah, for years. Mm-hmm. And just the music has just
we all have different, you know, bands that we love, and we always are really receptive, I guess, to each other's likes and dislikes.
In Lancaster, the band has found a home at the Chameleon Club, where they played several shows with longtime friends Derry Miller and the Vale, and other bands like the Stray Birds and the Caleb Griffin Band. They've also been breaking into the Philly scene.
We've been doing the Chameleon Club a lot.
We've been playing Philly a lot lately.
Yeah,
too.
We've been doing a lot of stuff in Philly. We're just kind of going back and forth between the Chameleon Club and just bars in Philly and wherever we can. Yeah.
Like, give me an example where you're playing down there.
We played at the North Star Bar.
Okay.
Last Saturday.
Saturday night, we played at the Grape Room in Manayunk.
Yeah.
We played at Milk Boy. I think it's a new, isn't it?
New venue.
New venue down there.
The one in Philly.
Yeah, Milk Boy.
Late in 2012, the band spent another weekend in the Philly area. But that time, it was at High Sundry Studios in Spring City, just about 45 minutes west of Philly. Producer and engineer Jason Balaban took the helm to record the band's third and latest EP, Gone a Little Wrong.
I use Craigslist a lot. And I kind of just found an ad that a guy was offering his recording services for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And it fit our budget pretty nicely. So I kind of exchanged emails back and forth with him, and he sent me a link to his website, and he just has an awesome studio. And
that's great.
Yeah. So it worked out really well. Thank God for Craigslist, I guess.
It was sort of a different process for us too. I mean, we did a live tracking on the record, and with the experience of most of us in the band, we have done, you know, piece by piece the whole time and tracking, I guess. And this was live. We all set up in the room on Saturday morning, and we're just like, all right, play the first song, play the second song.
And that was something we were looking for our next EP. We wanted to give that a try, and it was just nice that we found this space, and Jason Balaban, who engineered it, and it's his space. He was just that's how we wanted to go about it. So it worked out perfectly. Yeah.
What was it like recording with the band? Had these guys done the earlier EPs as well?
This is John's, okay. our drummer. It's his first EP, first time ever
recording anything. Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
So what was it like? What was it like for you guys? I mean, did you feel like, you know, were you comfortable? Did you feel like you needed some time to ramp up?
It was really, really nice. I mean, I think we all found that we really like live recording.
Yeah, we were really nervous going into it, though. We did not think that it was going to turn out. Like I explained earlier, how our drummer lives in New Jersey, we don't have a lot of time to practice. So we had to get these songs done really fast. And we wanted to get 5 songs done in 2 days, more or less. We had a weekend.
Here's another taste from those sessions. It's Death Becomes Us from Brethren on Around the Wood Stove.
I think you strapped some dynamite to my heart. You stuck us in a garden and we grew apart. But the things I say, I'm sure of.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Today on the program, it's Dylan and Asher Johnson from Brethren talking about their upcoming EP, Gone a Little Wrong. Here's Asher on the album's second track, Stepping Stone.
That was one of the first songs that kind of took us in the electric direction, I would say. With my songwriting, it was just, it needed that electric guitar crunch and it needed the electric bass and the full kit. So yeah, that's definitely one of our heaviest songs.
Yeah, and on that recording, we plugged a bass in through like the guitar amp, and we did distorted like low end stuff, and I got the bass credit on that track. So I have a lot of credits on the record, even though I only play the keyboards and sing.
Yeah,
I did percussion too and bass. I'm pretty proud of myself. Yeah.
It's such a shame to see me sitting lonely. All these nights out on my own, I did it.
That's Stepping Stone from Brethren on Around the Wood Stove. Click Bang Boom is an older Brethren song that has grown over the years along with the band.
Yeah, that's probably, as a band, I think that's all of our favorite. Mm-hmm. The recording is very much like how we play it live. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're listening to us play.
Well, it's one of our older songs. Like, yeah. It's probably one of our oldest songs. We played that when we were still like that acoustic thing. So,
yeah.
And we always loved the song, and we just... we didn't want to lose it, so we still play it, obviously.
Yeah, and it took us a while to get that song where it is now. Just
fit the drums.
Yeah,
in.
It just took us a while to find the drum beat that we wanted and that, you know, John was comfortable
build up,
with.
Yeah.
Here's Click Bang Boom from Brethren on Around the Wood Stove.
Just a click and a bang, she's back out again. Are you honestly trying to jeopardize? And I am left again, hanging out to dry, stuck in the coldest weather, no sun in the sky. Kind of happiness to turn me around and on again. And you keep begging me on. Our troubles, they are fading. And you keep leading me down a road I've never taken.
Brethren, along with the guys from Derry Miller and the Vale, came from a circle of young musicians from West Lancaster County who have all been friends and have been playing together for years. Here's Asher on the Maytown, Marietta, and Mount Joy music scene.
The connection is with Dylan Madar, who plays lead guitar. Back when I first started playing in a band, was with Dylan Madar and Andrew Kerwin, who plays in Brethren now. We first started playing music together. We had our first band in fifth grade together.
We've always
just been playing music together and hanging out together. And then Andrew and I were playing in a band before Brethren, and Dylan Madar played. He filled in for the drums towards the end of what the band was doing, and he wanted to play guitar because he's a lead guitar player, he's not a drummer. And Derry had an opening, and Dylan just kind of went and played for Derry, and then I met Derry through Dylan, and Josh Kerwin who plays bass for Derry is Andrew Kerwin's brother.
Okay.
So there's the brother connection also. And then Derek Jenkins, who plays keys for Derry, he went to high school with us. He's a year older than
you.
Than me.
He's in between us.
Yeah. And he's always been our friend. Yeah. And he's always been super talented at the keyboard. And
you guys have a deep connection.
Oh yeah, totally. Josh and I played in bands together for years, too.
Yeah, we've all kind of just been sharing each other's musical talents. And
I asked Asher Johnson why he writes music.
I write music because it's a way to vent, it's a way to put my feelings on paper. It's very, very therapeutical.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, you're right. Therapeutic. It's very therapeutic, and therapeutic.
I was a journalism major in college. I know my English.
Thanks, Dylan. Thanks, brother. And that's why.
What's next for Brethren?
Next for Brethren is getting the CD out to as many people as possible. Play as much as possible.
Play out of state.
Yep, we're working to expand outside of PA. Just playing as much as we can. That's what we have in the future. That's what we plan on doing.
Dylan Johnson, Asher Johnson, thanks for coming in and talking to
us. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you
very much.
Awesome. You can find out more about Brethren online at Facebook and Bandcamp. Check the show post for today's episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com, to link up with the band. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.